Yeah, peace, love, and hair grease. Peace, love, and hair grease. Your boy Knowledge. I got a special guest on today's episode. Y'all stay tuned to this. It should be a good little debate, good little back and forth, and hopefully, you know, we get it popping. All right, y'all stay tuned. This is episode 4.
Jude, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. An laboratory mice, the teeth and the slice. The Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain.
Hello.
Hello there.
What's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm good, my guy. I'm good. Appreciate the invite.
Hey, hell yeah, man. This is like super dope. I'm like so excited. So like we're live right now. So it's like recording, man. So man, if you can just go ahead and just introduce yourself real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is Monray Hudson. Real name is Monte. I appreciate the invite from my good man, Knowledge G, here. Upcoming, aspiring content creator. Catch me on TikTok and on Instagram under the name Monray Hudson. I also finna branch out into a couple other projects, and I'm a big avid anime and video game fan. Do like a little bit of sports, too, with music, so I like a little bit of everything.
Hell yeah, bro. So on the Trap Nami podcast, man, we like to give people their flowers. So hold on, let me give you a round of applause, bro. Appreciate you coming out.
No problem, man.
Real talk, man. Hey, appreciate it, man. Hey, the debate on TikTok, that shit was like so dope to me. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man. When you had came at me, you said, like, yeah, man, I appreciate all the music and stuff. I was like, oh no, bro, I gotta come correct my next time, bro. But yeah, you came with the smoke, bro. You came with the smoke. I'm not gonna lie. And I even peeped at your page too, I was like, okay, let me see if he know what he talking about for a little bit. And you knew what you was talking about, bro. So I appreciate it, man. That shit was like so dope to me. Like, hands down, that shit was fire.
I appreciate that, man. I be trying when it comes projects and the stuff that I put out, especially on TikTok and stuff. Like, I try to make sure to know my knowledge, know my stuff, do as much research, go back and watch. Even in currently, I haven't really put out much One Piece content, because even though I'm caught up on One Piece, I'm going back through and like watching it and like making sure to get back some stuff through it, like little bits and pieces that I may have missed, you know, over thousands of episodes over the last 20 years, naturally. So I want to make sure to know my stuff. And I know Bleach. Dragon Ball, I know Dragon Ball, you know, stuff like that, I know. But like One Piece, because it's so massive, I want to go back and look at that. But I'm finna start putting out that One Piece content too, some theory videos, some, you know, some ifs, some maybes, all that kind of stuff. Because you know, in the world of anime, as you yourself know, when you bring up a claim, you finna get challenged. So gotta make sure to come correct. So I always sure, like, if I put out something, I know what I mean. I'm gonna back it up.
Oh yeah, you know they out there fat checking on top. You know, like somebody just out here just like, wait, okay, he didn't know what he was talking about. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree with you on that. And I can feel it too, especially like the debate. I was like, okay, then when you like hit that video real quick, I was like, okay, he know what he talking about. So then I had to come back and I was just like, oh, to me, I was like, bro, we just need to put this on my podcast. Like, it's cool, we give him the likes and whatnot, but let's just really do some building and whatnot. And I feel you. I'm like big on One Piece. One Piece is like my bread and butter. I'm like super big on One Piece, but I'm like an advocate of like all three of them. Like, I love Bleach, I love One Piece, I love Naruto. I even watch Boruto. Anything that's dropped in the United States, I've watched. Like, I bullshit you not. Like, I've watched Escaflowne, Samurai Troopers, Samurai Champloo.
That's the whole stuff, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yu Yu Hakusho is my shit. I love Yu Yu Hakusho. That's like one of my favorite animes. I was kind of mad how they ended it, because they kind of, like, I don't know if you ever watched like Game of Thrones, but like on Game of Thrones, how they like ended it, like they ended like super on some bullshit. And that's kind of like how I felt like how they ended on like Yu Yu Hakusho. They like ended it like super, super trash. And if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, bro, I like, just because I don't know if you into that, but if you into anime, like how I feel like you into anime, I feel like you would like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is pretty fire. And they got this new show called Wheel of Fate. Wheel of Fate is just as fire too, bro. But as you can tell, you know what I mean? I got, you know, was it what, like Conversation of the Mouth or Diary of the Mouth when I get going, bro. So let me get to some of these topics, bro, because we already kind of touched on the big three, like, you know, like everybody know which the original big three. To me, I don't know if you have another opinion to what the big three are, but my opinion to what the big three are Bleach, Naruto, One Piece. Would you agree or would you disagree to that?
Oh, no, I agree. I pretty much feel that that's universally accepted, which is strange because, you know, even though Dragon Ball is in that same era, most people feel like Dragon Ball is like their father or like it's on a different scale to just the big three. Like the big three is the big three. People, pretty much everybody accepts that, but people put Dragon Ball, which I agree, it needs to be on a separate plate. Like it's not a big three, it's more like. And the big three is fine. I know a lot of people are trying to like create a new big three, quote unquote, from new gen anime, and then that's even like a highly debated topic. And I would rather just leave the new gens where they are because I can even give you a hot take of myself that I personally believe. I personally believe that new gen anime storylines don't even compare to old gen anime storylines. I will say that 100%. I don't think they even get close. Definitely. And I know a lot of people, not new ones, might feel that way. I'm like, no, like I can compare the storylines to stuff like Demon Slayer, My Hero Academia, Jujutsu Kaisen so far, and compare them to just some of the old anime. I ain't even got to go into Big Three. I can go to some of the other anime tropes like Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw Star, Samurai Champloo, Rurouni Kenshin. I can go to some of their, even the Gundam series, like Gundam Wing, the original Mobile Suit Gundam. A lot of their storylines are way deeper than anything that most new gen anime has even come out with. So I'm just like, to me, like, you can't make a new big three. Like, they're just anime that are popular. You know, there's Demon Slayer, there's My Hero, there's Black Clover, JJK. You know, there's plenty of them like that, but just, it's not going to be another big three.
Yeah, that was a dope ass take on that. I feel you on that because you know it's crazy. I feel you on that. I kind of had like a theory with my, what I felt like was a new gen big three, but you basically just like hit the nail on the head when you're just like, it's really not the new big three. It's just like, what's the most popular anime right now? So that pretty much like contradicts what I was going to say. Cause I was like, damn, that really does make sense. Cause when you said that, I was like light went off in my head. I was like, oh wow. Yeah, that's right. He really is right on that one. Cause obviously, you know, the new gen big three, just hypothetically, just, you know, just to put content out there or just give content to the entire conversation. To me, I feel like the new gen big three, and you can chime in if you don't feel like that might be it. But I feel like, I don't know if you've seen Black Clover. I think you said Black Clover, Clover, Demon Slayer, and My Hero Academy. I feel like that's the new gen, and ultimately just kind of like agrees with what you said. It's just like right now, that's just the most popular anime of this time. Because like honestly, piggyback on what you said as far as like, you know, the storylines and whatnot, you're right. Like, look how long it took for Demon Slayer to come out with like the second arc. Like, and you know, it like what they do to me as far as like with animes nowadays, they just make them real quick because like let's be real, people's attention span ain't what it used to be. Like, nobody's really trying to watch the beginning of One Piece all the way, you know what I mean? So, like, I definitely agree with that. Like the attention span of what it used to be to now isn't the same because if like you just give up on One Piece, you're giving up on like some real good anime. Don't get me wrong. There's like a lot of fillers and there's a lot of bullshit where you'd be like, oh, I don't even need to really watch this. But like if you miss out on like pivotal parts as far as like a character becoming a Straw Hat, you're missing out on some real good arcs. But okay, let me see. All right, so who are some of your favorite characters? Like, as far as like, let's go ahead and just jump on. Oh, Bleach. let's go there, bro. So we gonna do that. We gonna leave him out. Okay, we're gonna leave him out. Okay, we're gonna leave him out. Besides him, who? Matter of fact, not even that. Okay, so I don't know. All right, so I did this thing on TikTok where I pretty much like created my own character. There is this guy that I follow on TikTok. He has like he basically started like my character. If he was like a Shinigami, he like created his whole Bankai and whatnot. So you said you're proficient in Bleach, so you do know that there are like three. I feel like there's more classes, and when I mean classes, I mean like as far as like, you know, the characters as far as like heroes, like powers and whatnot. You have like the Quincy's, you have the Fullbringers, you have the Shinigamis, and you have the Espadas. But I want to kind of say the Espadas are Fullbringers and the Visons are pretty much all in that same category. But just humor me. If you could create a character, what type of character would it be? And if you can explain his power or her power, what would it be?
I already thought of that. Don't worry, you good. It's very simple. And I ain't gonna say simple. In Bleach, if I create a character, he's gonna be a Soul Reaper. Like, even though I like the Quincy abilities, with, you know, just they're pretty varied, you know, more than just, you know, who are you with a bow. I don't want to be a Quincy, and just Soul Reapers just have the most, they have the most, I guess, just swag to me. Like, you know, I like being able to walk around with the She-Hulk soul and the sword, and, you know, just having my different abilities based off my soul. I liked it. I'd make him a Soul Reaper. He'd have a naturally a good Zanpakuto. My Zanpakuto would be, I guess, lightning affinity would be the best way to explain it. Simple Shikai would be, I release my sword and, you know, I just have most basic lightning abilities. Like, you can think of maybe Killua for a good example, or maybe even Ino from One Piece, if you want to give it. Like, I release my blade and I have, like, just basic lightning abilities. Move at lightning speed at very least. Conduct electricity, move around. If I had a Bankai, my Bankai would probably be a little more evolved than that. Like, it'd be, I'd look normal, but my sword would probably be shaped in like a lightning bolt shape, like a lightning bolt shape, you know, with like points sticking out at different points. And so whenever I swing my sword, the points would actually, like, you know, shoot away from my sword. And like wherever those points just so happen to go, I could temporarily make a lightning clone in that same space. So it's almost like every time I swing, it's like multiple versions of me moving around everywhere. Almost like how lightning, as soon as lightning goes down, you can't necessarily predict which the arc or which trajectory it goes once it hits or once it comes down from the sky. So something very similar to that would be me, because me, I like speed. And so me just being lightning and then just eventually going past it to like massive light speed or anything of that nature would be wonderful to me. So I love that.
That's fire.
Yeah, that's fire. I love that.
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire. I had did like a whole ticket. Like, I wanted to be a Fullbringer, and I just, well, I'm like big on boxing. Boxing is like my main thing, and then I feel like they did Chad so, like, Sato, I feel like they did him so wrong. I was like, damn, like, bro, like, why couldn't y'all really just like expel his character that much more? Because we seen when they had the Fullbringer like arc, like what they're really capable of doing. And like with Fullbringers, they're like full, like manifestation Fullbringer is incomplete until they have a complete form. The only thing that sucks about a Fullbringer is like once they get to their complete Fullbringer form, that's pretty much the cap. Their power caps out there. They can't get no stronger. They can't progress any further than what they're at that cap level. But I just like the whole like idea of the whole Fullbringer aspect. And like, you know, I just thought it was like super dope to me, to be honest with you. It's just like, because people like, I feel like every, you know, you see a lot of Quincy's, you see a lot of like Shinigamis, but you don't really see like too many like Fullbringers. And again, like they really just didn't do it as well as like they should have, you know what I mean? It's like they have like so much, you know, like when they have like characters that they have no potential with, like they'll hype them up and they'll just leave the potential there, and it's just like, wow, bro, like you could have did so much more. And that's why I felt with that's why I felt when you were talking about the character that we ain't gonna name. Like, I was with you. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was with you, but just for debating purposes, I had to like, nah, bro. But like, you can't tell me. All right, honestly, was it good? Like, just when you first seen it, were you like, damn, that's fire? Or are we just like, damn, they could have did better?
Oh no, the second I read that manga fight and everything, to anybody that's listening, whatever, like, this is my own take. You don't have to accept it. That's fine. To me, the Thousand Year Blood War arc goes bad on Kenpachi's fight. And I'm gonna even lame. That's when it goes bad. Because one, it doesn't really make a lot of sense that a person who has the ability of whatever I imagine happens losing. It really don't make sense that a person can lose first and foremost, even on that. But even going past that point, like as soon as you unveiled Kenpachi Shika, I was already disappointed. And I was like, okay, a giant butcher blade, okay, fine, I got you. It could be better. But you know what? Like, a lot of Shikais just aren't impressive. Like, Ichigo's is like as basic as it comes. So, like, okay, fine. I give you that.
Trash.
But all the buildup and everything, and you go to a color palette swap for your Bankai. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bro, I'm sorry, because even directly comparing him, because like you were talking about naming some of my favorite characters. My top three favorite characters aren't even Ichigo. My top three favorite characters would be Kenpachi, Byakuya, and Kisuke. And if I compare their Bankais, Kenpachi don't even compare to either one of the two of them. Not to mention, Kisuke was introduced in the same arc, like I was standing in our video, and his Bankai is amazing. And I'm just like, How do you give this much depth and exposition to this character or to these other characters, and you ignore somebody you've been building up for the entirety of the for the entire thing? I'm like, I don't understand it. I'm just like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, they have to be kidding me. Like, all fours, a color palette swap. And don't get me wrong, this is not just for Kenpachi. I raged even when Frieza was shown off in Resurrection Elf in Dragon Ball Super. Because I'm like, bro, golden, I understand that everybody does like transformations and like golden hair, and like that's fine. A direct color palette swap is not a fair transformation. That's not fair. Compared to Frieza, had three other transformations back in Z. And this is the best you can come up with? I mean, even to be fair, Cooler is not canon, but in the movie, he has a transformation past the one that freezes in. That's like a legitimate transformation. What reason would you have to not do anything close to that? Like, I'm just like, come on, man. Like, this laziness when it comes to color palette swaps and stuff is killing me. I'm like, I understand you might not want to draw too much, and I know it's different requirements that are on artists. I got you. But yeah, as a fan, it disappoints me that a color palette swap is literally, this is it. This is just it. Like, it just, it's disappointing, man.
When you say it like that, I totally agree with you. Like I really do. Like when you put it like that, to where it's like you guys already had us waiting for this long, and you just like it feels like they just got sloppy and they just rushed it. Like, honestly, that's the, like, when, yeah, really, when you really think about it, it's like y'all just try to rush it, and it's like there was no need to rush it. Like, you guys already had like plenty of time to really go off on Kenpachi, and Kenpachi is not like He's not like part of like the main cast. So they like, I definitely agree with you on that. I wholeheartedly agree with you on that. Definitely agree with you on that. Because like I said, when I read the 1,000-Year Blood War, I was, you know, they introduced Yu Havok. I was like, oh my God, Yu Havok is so fucking badass. And then he started really fleshing out all the Quincy powers. And I was like, wow, you got this Quincy. And then like you said, the Quincy that you were speaking of that was fighting Kenpachi can pretty much, you know, do whatever he imagines. And then you have Kenpachi who just basically turns red. I you know what I mean? I still feel for it because I still feel like it's the Hulk with the sword. However, when you take those points and you really flush it out and really just sit back and like think about it, it's just like, man, you guys really had way more time to really push out and flush out this character to make him way better than he was than what you guys did. So you got me on that one. You got me on that one. You got me on that one. When you look at it from that aspect, I'm man enough to admit that. Okay, that's real. Okay, I feel that. Okay, so, all right. So my next question, well, I actually have a versus battle. I don't know if you're too familiar. So basically, what I do is I've been basically like gathering like two characters who I feel are like on equal terms, and I've been doing like an overall breakdown, giving a little bit of backstory, and just kind of giving them their basic weapons. Now, my question has: have you ever played the game Unimishu and Devil May Cry?
Both.
Okay, who you think winning?
Oh, I'm gonna get at the Dante. Like Onimusha is cold. I do like Onimusha, but base Dante, I feel like has more abilities just off rip. Even just him being half devil, like I think he just has like natural better abilities. And then some of the stuff he's done in more of his recent games, whether it's going down into the underworld, playing around him for fun, or just anything. Some of the basic weaponry he has are based off of a lot of like very powerful demonic powers or demonic figures that he's fought. And it's more like I give Dante the edge, even though Onimusha has done some similar things. I think it's a bit more limited in what he's dealt with.
But I'm saying, are you giving it to Dante based off of nostalgia, or you're giving it based off to like, okay, he's Dante that nigga. Is that it? Because I feel like it's a little bit nostalgia on Dante, because Onimusha is cold, bro. Onimusha is pretty much exactly what Dante is.
No, he's pretty much exactly what Dante is. But Dante, I feel like I've had a couple more games to sort of evaluate all of what he can do. Okay. Whereas Onimusha, I've had the first few games. So it's like the stuff that I've seen him do, you know, fighting devil hordes and demon hordes, I've seen him fight them, but expounding more on what Dante's been able to do, like up to the point of even fighting like the well, I ain't gonna say his father, but just fighting ultimately the king of the underworld. It's just like just base things like whenever it comes to speed, regeneration factor, things of that nature, I would give the edge to Dante. So because of that, I feel like I give him the edge over Onimusha in a 1v1. So it's more like I give him the edge. Like, it's not by much, but I give him the edge on that just because of that's not even counting some of the weaponry of like Trickster or things like that to slow down time or, you know, some crap like that. Like, that's not even adding like just a weapon, just like the two figures themselves. I feel like give Dante a little more edge and just natural abilities. And then just adding weaponry would just be like, okay.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. That's dope. You said you knew both of them. So, okay, I feel you on that. So I guess I have a few more questions. My next question is, like, have you, okay, so you've obviously been in the TikTok community. You've been around the anime community. How do you feel the anime community as a whole? Do you feel like it's toxic? Do you feel like there's some characters that really don't need to be in the anime community? Like, how is your overall observation of the anime community and TikTok as a whole?
TikTok's anime community overall is fine. Like, and it's actually crazy for me to say, because I know the anime community just as a whole, generally, they can come together on like different aspects, different topics, different shows, and generally just enjoy a love for them. The problem comes when you try to compare them. That's when the anime community sort of gets, it can even get toxic. It's when you try to compare, like, okay, who's better, who's the best one out of the big three? That's going to be one that's going to always get you cut. There's going to be people that's going to love Bleach, especially with Bleach's return coming later this year. It's going to be people that's going to always just put Naruto above the all three of them. It's going to always be people putting Luffy there. So, like, when you're trying to compare them or, like, doing versus battles or anything of that nature, it's always going to get, it's going to get ugly and even gets toxic. Now, the worst part where it comes is probably scaling, which scaling was never that bad prior to, like, it was never this bad prior to, I'll say, maybe like a year or two ago. It was never this bad. But now when people just like scaling and started going all over the TikTok community, that's where it gets toxic, because different people scale different things different ways. And it's crazy. Like, just I've had a couple videos myself, and just going through the comment section of putting anything there. Like, perfect example, the recent one I just did, I think it was either before or after, no, I can patch it when we have fun. Recent one I just did was, how far would Naruto and Sasuke go in the Bleach verse? You would not believe, like, just the clapbacks I've had on, like, a prior discussion to that, when people just bringing up stuff like, oh, they'll get crushed by spiritual pressure, or they'll just get speed blitz and da-da-da. I'm like, people who say this are, a lot of times, not all of them, but a lot of times they tend to be more biased towards their personal verse without actually giving an understanding of the argument. Where it's like, yeah. If I bring out the fact that spiritual pressure is defined in Bleach as the pressure that happens when you release your spiritual energy or your reishi. And if I took that back to a scan in Naruto, where Toad Sage, who was training Naruto on Sage Mode, literally defined chakra as spiritual energy combined with your physical stamina. So I'm like, okay, that means spiritual energy exist in both Naruto and Bleach, which means that Naruto and Sasuke entering the Bleach verse will have their own spiritual pressure, so they wouldn't get crushed by anything. If I bring that up to people, then they're like, oh, but like just taking spiritual pressure in of a nutshell without like actually taking in the argument, that's what us in the anime community tend not to do. We don't like try to listen to somebody's argument if it goes against a character or a show that we enjoy. Like, and that's just typically how that goes. Like, anybody say, oh, my show is the best, instead of trying to hear out why they say their show is the best, people automatically get offended. Like, oh, your show is not the best because mine is. And so, like, that's the only thing about anime community that we tend to not do, is we don't tend to listen enough whenever somebody makes a claim or makes an argument. We just tend to just block them out for our own personal preference. But as far as always being a fan of a show, that'd be fine. It's just once you try to bring up something against something else, that's when it'll get ugly. And just that's why I say you gotta always bring up your knowledge and just have backup claims and everything. Cause people go in your comment section and just be like, man, you ain't, this ain't this. It's like, oh boy. So that's the only thing about the community I say.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I would say that as well. I've noticed like a few creators. I'm not even gonna mention a few names. I don't even once I know what I do is like anybody that goes live, I'm in them. I'm in there. Like, I'm in a section. I'm testing everything. I'm throwing out like, you know, questions that a lot of people want to answer. And it's, you know, how you like gauge people. Like, I'm gonna gauge you and see if you really know what you're talking about, because you're not gonna have a really valid opinion if you've never even watched the show. You have like some guys that be like, oh, this sucks, but I'm like, okay, have you ever watched it? No. Well, how can you form an opinion over something you've never watched? So and you get that a lot. I had one where I was in somebody's live and they were the lady, this had nothing to do with this. The lady, he was pretty much like bashing like he's pretty much bashing like Menace Society or like Boys in the Hood. I was like, what? Like, how can you bash Boys? It, long story short, he was like downplaying like sports athletes and like bigging up nerds. And I'm just like, that's not, you know, that's not the vibe at all. Like, you can't like downplay one, you know, aspect and big up another. That's not cool whatsoever. And then, long story short, I pretty much got kicked out by his moderators. So I was just like, "Yeah, this ain't whatever." Like, that's kind of whack. Like, and then, I didn't even say nothing. Like, that's the funny thing. I'm like, I ain't cussing at the dude. I ain't calling nothing crazy. But it's like, it's just crazy. Like, the thing I've learned is, a lot of these like real like high like TikTok creators, if they're like really up there, they pick and choose who they want to have debates with. You know what I'm saying? So. And again, this wasn't like trying to like shit on nobody. Like I said, I'm not putting out no names or nothing like that. I just wanted to just see where, you know, how you felt about like the whole anime community and just like, you know, just your whole perspective on it. And I just want to give out like my little perspective on it. It's just like it seems like, you know, you can find good people in anything. So like, you can find good people out there in the anime community, you know what I mean? In TikTok community. So it's out there, but then you also got like, man, you got them people that be on that bullshit. You just be like, man, bro, like y'all, it just get tricky. And it's just real funny to me at that point. But yeah, man. So like, what type of music, who you be bumping to?
Music wise, I'm a big R&B fan, man, and I love some R&B music. I've always been that way since like just younger and stuff. I've always been around it, so I'm a big R&B fan. As of now, I do enjoy rap, but to me, generally, a lot of rap music nowadays is the same as the way it used to be. So I still listen on occasion, you know, some Drake, maybe some DaBaby on occasion, and stuff like that. I still like some, but it's not the same as it used to be for me. Like a lot of times. I love like a lot of the old rappers, whether it be like Wayne, Ludacris, even Jay-Z, Eminem and them back in the day. Cause a lot of times their rap was about more than just, putting out stuff about like what I done did, like smoking or drinking or drugs or screwing with the hoes or all that kind of stuff. A lot of times, a lot of rappers in the past had stories to tell. They had something more. Let me tell you about me. Let me tell you about like stuff I've been through, stuff I've seen. Or I got something I can tell you, like, even like Ludacris, I can tell you right now, Ludacris is my favorite rapper. And even going back in the past, like Ludacris had a song where he had one with Mary J. Blige about runaway love, where he's talking about like three different girls and like the struggles that they grew up with or whatever. Like, I like songs that have more of a purpose than just screw with these hoes, bounce that ass, smoke this dro. Like, I they're cool. Like even to me nowadays, a lot of songs nowadays are mostly just a popular chorus and a catchy beat. Like most times, you know, the verses aren't really worth anything. And it seems like a lot of them are just one hit wonders to me. And I'm just like, you know, that's cool. But, I like music with a bit more purpose than that. And so typically R&B has always been about like the story you're painting to somebody, whether it be about love, sex, or anything. They're generally like trying to paint a story in your mind that I tend to enjoy. Now, R&B nowadays isn't like it was in the past, but there still are some R&B artists that I'm still willing to listen to. I mean, even still, like Chris Brown is still even okay, just regardless of everything that he's done, all the kind of stuff people feel. So I'm cool even Chris Brown, but, you know, it's just, it's just like me, music isn't the same as it used to be, but I still enjoy it. And that goes for like a lot of aspects of music, whether you go to some gospel music, whether you go to some rap music, whether you go to some R&B music, like a lot of music just isn't how it used to be. And there's different reasons like that. Even Drake, for example, I like Drake's early albums, like even better than his more recent albums. But that's because I understand with the times that your music has to adapt. Like your music a lot of times isn't going to stay the same. A lot of rappers that's been in the game for a while, whether it be Wayne, Drake, Jay-Z, all of them probably tell you that your music has to change and adapt with the times to stay more popular and stay relevant. Like even Drake that went from like, you know, the hard stuff he put out to a lot of times stuff more like Hotline Bling or something like that, that'd be more catchy, that'll get into people's heads, that'll stay relevant rather than just like putting out stuff you listen to for the verses that they say. So I understand it, but just I would still say like it's not the same, but you know, yeah, what it is.
No, I feel you. Hey man, if you ever get a chance, you should check out Brent Faiyaz. Brent Faiyaz is pretty fire if you ain't bumping him by now. He pretty cool, some R&B stuff. And I wanna say I wanna say Freddie Gibbs, that's like one of my favorite rappers right now. Freddie Gibbs, you can't never go wrong with some Freddie Gibbs. But yeah, man, definitely. But man, what's some of your takes on life? Like what's some of the goals that you want to achieve? Like what's your outlook on life?
Now that is definitely a question. Cause my outlook on life, I'd say it's definitely changed. Cause I'm 31 now. So I'd say my outlook on life has changed a lot over the past 7 years of my life. Because I flat out tell anybody, like, a lot of times you find yourself in your 20s. You find what you like, what you want, who you are. You find all that stuff in your 20s. It's going to be most of your 20s. So, because I can say my outlook on life, my mindset changed at least three times. And I say changed, I mean like a full 360 from how I used to look at stuff. So my outlook on life, I would tell you, is to, the best thing I'll say is to live your life instead of just existing. Like, I used to be like a type of person that was like really sheltered or like a little bit scared to go out and do a lot of stuff, talk to a lot of people, you know, try to live out dreams or anything. I'd be a lot more reserved than I used to be. And so I always just tell people, like, make sure like you have to go out and try to exist and live your life. You don't want to grow up with any kind of regrets on like, I could have did this, I should have did this, I wanted to try this, but I never did for X, Y, and Z. And I like, I like, but don't do that. Like, life is everything that you can make it to be. Like, if you live and you just work a 9-to-5 job or whatever, okay, cool. Like, that doesn't mean that your life isn't worth anything compared to anybody else. If you work a 9-to-5 job, work your 9-to-5 job, do the best you can at said job, you know, open up and work for those opportunities and then make the best of your time outside of it. Like, you don't have to. It's once you get to the point where you just exist, where you just end up doing the same thing over and over and not really filling out any kind of purpose for your own life, that's when life can become unbearable or sometimes it can get sad or all that kind of stuff. And you can fall into things like depression and all that kind of stuff. So I always tell you, if there's something that you want to do, something that you want to try, like, even if it's a shot you want to shoot, go shoot it. Do whatever you got to do, whether it be, hey, I want to go talk to this girl, I want to go visit this place, I want to go try this thing out, I want to try to be a content creator, I want to try to, like, you know, make this YouTube or make this TikTok or any of that kind of stuff work, man, try it. Like, I don't care, regardless of how you feel about your of your religion or your spirituality, your belief system, I don't care what it is, like, go live your life, because opportunities only can meet you when you reach out your hand to go get them. Like, so, like, your opportunity got to meet you. So if it's something that you want to do, you don't think you can do it, okay, fine, but you got to go try. Like, you have to go try for those opportunities. Like, you can't just let them just sit there and just, you know, be the way that they are and just live out your life. And the next thing you know, you'll be, you know, possibly an even older person, like 40, 50, 60 years old, wondering what could have been. Don't ever live your life in what could have been. Live your life as like, I did what I wanted to do. I gave everything my best effort. I did everything I could have possibly did. And, you know, that way I can live my life and at the end of it be like, man, I did everything I wanted to do. I enjoyed it. I was happy. And I'm good with it. So that's what you want to do with your life. That's what I would advise anybody to do with their life. Like, just live out your life and do your best to do whatever it is that you want to do with it. Like, enjoy your life. Don't, like, I mean, even if it's something that people might necessarily be like, man, you know, that you might not need to do that so much, whatever. Now, I always say, don't just go and endanger your life. Don't just go and just, like, get yourself into a horrible situation. But
hell yeah!
Man, if you want to, like, don't do that. But if you're trying to go, like, you want to go have fun or something like this, man, just put it in a safe way. But go live your life, man. Just live. Just don't put yourself in a situation where you regret it later. But always go live your life, man. That's my outlook on life. Like, go live it and find out who you are. Like, because if nothing else, man, you got to make sure to be in tune with your star player. Like you got to make sure you are good and know who you are and everything, because you ain't going to never be able to bring somebody else in your life, anything of that nature, unless, like, you know who you are and you're securing yourself and you know everything you want to do and what you want in your life and your mentality and all that kind of stuff. And most people, you're going to flop your way out through that thing in your 20s. Like, you're going to make your mistakes. You're going to figure out what you like, what you want, what you don't want, what outlook you want for your life, what you want to look like, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I'm cool with it. So, you know, that's why I tell you, man, if you want to do it, go do that. Like, please, just don't live your life in a fearful way of regret, because you end up getting bitter that way.
That part, man, I appreciate that. That's some deep shit. I appreciate that. I wasn't expecting that. That was like a ballpark answer and just a wide. You really nailed that on the head. I really appreciate putting that knowledge out there, man. So my next thing I wanted to kind of end it on this, like, so you said you was on One Piece, like, how close are you, are you current, like, on the manga and what's going on right now, or are you, like, on the anime?
Oh, I've been caught up to the entirety of the manga. I read today's episode and everything, which is, like, it's starting to actually expound, because people are taking what they just snipped in on the last two pages of this manga and starting to actually try to piece some stuff together. Like, I got you on that. I'm caught up to everything. I just wanted to go rewatch it, and right now when I'm rewatching, I'm on Marine Sport. But I've started to remember so many other different things, like earlier on, like what Clover was saying back around the Skypiea arc or anything. What Clover was saying about like the original civilization that was taken out by the world government, or what will become of the world government and stuff like that. So like, I just wanted to go back because I know there's so many different things that you can get and you can piece together about the mystery that is One Piece in its entirety. You know, everything from that, the Void Century, Dr. Vegapunk, all that kind of stuff. And so it's so much stuff that One Piece had over 1,000 episodes that they have not expounded upon, that I want to go back through and get those little snippets and stuff before I start putting out, is Luffy anywhere past continental, or you know, some stuff like that. I want to make sure to go get all the stuff that I can get. So I'm like, let me go back through. And then once I finish going back through, like, I'm about halfway through, I feel, because now once I hit Marinesport, and then you just got the time skip, and after time skip, you know, you got other stuff. So I wanted to get that, but I'm caught up to the manga and stuff. I can discuss anybody about what's going on.
Okay, so this is my theory. This is my theory that's going to happen. So I had a debate with Joku Jay. I had another little debate with him, and he had a theory. He felt like after Wano, he feels that they're going to capture Robin, and then they're going to do a retrieval arc. I said, I don't feel like that's too far-fetched. However, I don't feel like they're going to go retrieve Robin, because as you know, they have Sabo right now. So they have Sabo, and they just captured X-Drake as well. Now, to me, I would love X-Drake to be a Straw Hat. I don't think that's reaching that might not happen. I think that is a strong possibility just based off of that attack that we've seen like in the anime, where we both seen like Luffy and X-Drake both like knock out both numbers. Now, I feel like that due to the world government already having Sabo, that Luffy will find out after Wano. And after Wano, Luffy's emperor. Do we agree or no? We don't. I think after Wano, it's safe to assume or to call Luffy an emperor of the sea. One of the emperors. That's just me, because if he is able to take out Kaido, that's an emperor. No, like that's pretty much if he takes over Kaido's territory anyway. After Wano, and I don't know. I feel like Law and Kid might be able to take Big Mom down. I don't know why I feel like they might be able. I think there might be somebody that might come in and help them, but I feel like Law, Kid, maybe some help might be able to take down Big Mom, because Kid just did like he did something to her that wasn't really like expounded upon as of yet, because I feel like he did something critical to her that they didn't really talk about. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. My grand prediction is I think that they're going to go to the world government. They're going to flesh out Dragon, because we haven't seen shit from him. And this would be a perfect time for Dragon to really showcase during this retrieval arc, because they have Sabo. So I feel like it's going to be another retrieval arc. They're going to get Sabo. They're going to flesh out Monkey D. Dragon. And that's just what I'm feeling so far. How much do you agree, or I'm pretty much just way south with it?
No, I mean, like, everybody has their own theory, so I like that theory. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I'm gonna tell you my theory, which I guess I haven't really started putting out my theory stuff on One Piece, but I can go ahead and give you a snippet of one of my theories. One I've held on for a while. I can put this out now. Because I'm with your argument or no.
Rapnami exclusive. Let's go.
Luffy can be considered an emperor of the sea, though I don't necessarily put him on that level of power, because it's hard for me to just be like, Kaido has been fighting since the beginning of this, storm in the castle thing. He's been fighting since then. He fought Luffy twice, bodied Luffy twice, been fighting all four of Luffy, Zoro, Law, and Kid. Fought all four of them at first, then bodied Luffy again, then fought Yamato, then came back and fought Luffy. So the thing about it, like, I don't put Luffy on that level of power if it takes you three people and help to take down this person. Now, will he be considered an emperor of the sea? Sure. I'm not going to put you on that level of power on the personal note.
But look how Blackbeard did Whitebeard. They considered him an emperor of the sea, and emperor of the sea, and Whitebeard pretty much attacked all Marineford with his fleet by himself.
Oh, I got you on that. I agree with it. The reason why we give Blackbeard more of that reason, because one, that's what I was saying, though, up to that. I said Luffy will be considered an emperor of the sea. It's just I don't give him that status of power. He's going to be considered one because, if you take down Kaido, you're going to be considered the emperor. I got you on it. But my ultimate theory, though, since you gave me a theory, I'm gonna go. My theory is it's definitely a bit different from yours. You thinking they're gonna like expound on Dragon and everything in Marie's Wild right now? That's not what I believe is about to happen. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you up front. I believe One Piece is gonna end in a two-sided war. I believe it's going to be one side of the war is going to be Blackbeard and the world government. And the other side of the war is going to be Luffy, whatever is left of the Yonko. Because I'm not even 100% sure that the Yonko are about to die here. It's going to be whoever's left of the Yonko and Luffy's pirate allegiance with the leftovers of the Shichibukai and whosoever else is on his side versus the world government. Their power is the pacifista and Blackbeard. The reason why I say that is because the world government, I personally believe, does not want the existence of the Yonko. The Yonko, by definition, are four pirates who basically like rule over the Grand Line and are so powerful that the world government can't do anything with them. So ultimately, what I think the world government wants and what I think they wanted for the Shichibukai, because they were working with Shichibukai and then letting their balance go so that they can work with them to a certain extent. What I think they want the Shichibukai to ultimately do is get to the point of being a Yonko. So ultimately, that means they want the Yonko exterminated. So what I believe they're going to happen now, because two of the Yonko are already fighting. One's already exterminated because he's been replaced by Blackbeard, who was a former Shichibukai. And then after that happened, they did away with the Shichibukai flat out and put them back on the wanted notice. So what I think the Mora government wants to do is exterminate them and basically rule over the sea for whatever reason. So it ultimately makes sense that once they got Blackbeard to that point, get rid of the rest of them because we don't need them anymore. And then once these other Yonko are finna go, just kill them off. Because ultimately what they want is control of that sea anyway. So this is going to end up being a final war between Luffy and his pirate allegiance. Because he's going to ultimately be considered a Yonko or anything anyway. It's going to be Luffy and his pirate allegiance and crew and everybody that's there versus the world government, which is going to consist of Blackbeard, the admirals, the other captain. I want to say Captain Matthew, the overall commander-in-chief. That's what the commander-in-chief that we still have yet to see. Because we haven't seen the commander-in-chief or the one that's also above him that rules over the world government either. So it's going to be all of them. And then what I think is about to happen in Marie's War, I think it's slightly different. You say they have Sabo whatever. But if I remember right, Sabo snuck in and then we don't know what happened.
They captured him. They said they captured him. They captured Sabo.
I'm actually with it that I think that might go along with a plan because what I think Dragon wants to do, I think Dragon wants to exterminate that. I think he wants to literally go into Levly and wipe out the elders. I think he wants to kill all of them. That makes the most sense to me. Because the Revolutionary Army is not, the Revolutionary Army are not a group of pirates. The Revolutionary Army wants to take down the government. So it only makes sense that he wants to wipe out those elders that are up there. So to me, because it don't even make sense that why Sabo was there to begin with, because we still haven't got an explanation of that. What I think Dragon wants to wipe out the world government, which makes sense. So he's going to want to wipe out the elders. And once you wipe out the elders, that's basically going to declare war already against anybody that's of the admirals. And that's going to turn into its own mess. So what's probably going to happen after Wano that I believe is that it's going to go to Dragon basically trying to take down the world government at Levly. Like, he's going to try to take down all of them, kill the five elders, and it's going to force the exposure of probably Dr. Vegapunk, the pacifista, and the commander-in-chief Kong, and he'll finally come out and freaking fight because we have yet to even see him fight or anything for that nature. Mm-hmm. So it'll force him to come out and fight, and I think he's going to end up killing the elders, and it's going to force them to possibly expose their plan of actually wanting to wipe out the freaking the pirates just as a whole. I think it's ultimately what's going to happen. So he's going to tie out the war, and I think what we're going to go to, we're going to go back to Levly, and you're going to see Dragon come there and just possibly try to kill off the elders and everybody there.
What do you think Dragon's power is? Like, what do you think? Do you think he has a devil fruit, or you think he just like all the way, like as far as like heightened as far as like a human? Because if he's able to do that, he has to have some badass devil fruit to be able to do some shit. Cause like being able to take out, you know, the celestial dragons, the world government, that's some real power. Cause we know Vegapunk is like, you know, the greatest mind of all time, and he's with the world government. So,
I got an example for that.
Yeah, man. Damn.
Oh, Dragon and Storm from the X-Men. It's the simplest thing to explain. Dragon has the ability to control the weather.
That's what somebody said. And I'm like, I really feel like I just got to see him do it because I just want to see exactly are we talking like, you know what I mean? He's able to become storms because, you know, with One Piece, they got like so many variations where the dude can become the wind. Like, I just physically got to see it, man.
Now, I don't know to what extent he can, like, whether he has to become the wind or anything of that nature. But the only little snippet you got of Dragon was when, like, this, I'm so glad that this is one of the reasons why I went back to watch everything. It's back when Luffy got captured by Buggy. And, like, he was finna get exterminated at the same place Gold Roger got exterminated. And all of a sudden, a random lightning bolt came down to strike the area where Luffy was hitting when he was finna get his head cut off. He was just like, oh, I happen to be fine or whatever. That's not a coincidence, considering the fact that Dragon was already confirmed to be there. Because Garp immediately afterwards, like, told Luffy, oh, your dad was there. And, like, it's just not, and then not to mention the fact that happened more than once. Because also, immediately after that, when Luffy was trying to escape, he ran into Smoker. And what happened is huge gust of wind in the other mist blew away Smoker to let Luffy escape again. So not to, like, it only makes sense that Dragon has some ability to control the weather. To what extent, whether he can be like storm and control it with his mind, does he like influence the wind and the clouds, some crap like that? I don't know. But Dragon is the leader of the Revolutionary Army for a reason. So his devil fruit power has to be busted. And the only thing that makes sense to that and to the purpose of the story is that he has to have an ability to control the weather. I just don't know what extent. But he got an elemental ability to control the elements or control the weather. I'm willing to go on the fact he can just control the weather, sort of like Storm, and it can just be precise. So if I want to make a lightning bolt come from the sky, I can do that. If I want to make a tornado happen with winds, I can do that. It's just, he got to have the ability to control the weather. It's the only way that Luffy can be saved twice by two random weather events. That don't think it makes sense to me. And if that means if he got the ability to control the weather, he could wipe out a town off the map with no problem.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, if I want to make some tsunamis happen over the water, I can make a tsunami happen like that. So that's the only thing that makes sense to me. Dragon has to have the ability to control the weather, which means if he's going to declare war on the Celestial Dragons and go to Marijuar right now, which is why I think he wants to do, because I don't know, because we don't really know the definition or the details of how Sabo got captured. So to me, it could either be Sabo got caught in his little espionage mission, or Sabo wanted to get caught so that he could open up from the inside and let Dragon and his force come in to wipe out the freaking Celestial Dragons like he wants to. So I literally think right after Wano finishes, we're finna go to the Celestial Dragons headquarters. They're gonna be like, okay, Sabo's captured here. And then all of a sudden the Revolutionary Army is finna storm in and it's finna be all out. It might not be a big war like Wano, because it's not gonna take a full year, maybe, but it's finna be ugly and Dragon's finna come there, and I think they're finna kill off the elders. I literally think the elders are about to die, because it only makes sense that they're finna get killed. Because other than that, Shanks came up there to try to talk to them for whatever reason. I think they're finna get killed, because it's just like, it only makes sense. I think he's gonna get killed. Also, it might even be the fact that Shanks might even be a part of the Revolutionary Army. That also is something that I'm thinking of, because it also makes sense that the Revolutionary Army has to have some way of staying under the notice or all the kind of stuff, or having a safe area to be in. Because the army is not small. It's not like this random five people that don't have any power. The army is the biggest danger to the world government. So it only makes sense that they have to have a base in some safe haven to where they're not gonna have to worry about being caught. To me, this only makes sense being in the Grand Line, where the world government does not have that much say-so in, and also has to be in the Yonko that's not going to give you that much drawback. That makes sense to be Shanks.
That does.
So to me, I think Shanks is a member of the Revolutionary Army, and I think Dragon got weather powers. And I think they're going to try to wipe out the Elders and Celestial Dragons after one of them. That's my hobby.
Hell yeah. Man, that was a lot to unpack, man. Hey, but I appreciate it, man. Hey, I thank you for coming on my podcast, man. I appreciate this, man. You know, I really appreciate it. I got to give you flowers one more time, bro.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Man, yeah, man. We got to do this again, man. I definitely appreciate you, man. So, hey, man, I appreciate you. And you have a good one, bro. Thanks for tapping in with me. Real shit.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. We'll do it again, man, because I got some theories and questions to give you myself. So we good.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Anytime, man. Hey, you stay blessed, bro.
You do the same, man. Peace out.
All right, now.
Yo, peace, love, and hair grease. Peace, love, and hair grease, your boy Knowledge. And that was like a dope podcast, man. Yo, shout out to the homie. You know, we had a debate on TikTok, and he like fell through with it, man. That's what's up. You know, much love to you, bro. Definitely going to try to have you on here again. Hella dope-ass One Piece topic. Really cool guy to get to know, and you know, his like outlook on life, that was real captivating to me. I really fucked with him, man. So, you know, like you said, Ludacris, Runaway Love is your favorite. So, you know, let me go ahead and end it on that, man. Peace, love, and hair grease. Y'all stay blessed. Now
little niece is only 9 years old. She's trying to figure out why the world is so cold. Why she's all alone and they never met her family. Mama's always gone and she never met her daddy. Part of her is missing and nobody'll listen. Mama's on drugs, getting up in the kitchen. Bringing home in at different hours of the night. Starting with some laughs, usually ending in a fight.